Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the flip side of what the Giants did, the A's gave up one in the eighth. They were up 1-0, gave up one in the eighth, and then ultimately lost in walk-off fashion to the Angels in 10.
Tough. Their bullpen is...
It's not tough. They're not good. They're going to lose games.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be a little better than what they are right now. They
certainly pump-faked us to start the season.
They did, but the killer for them is their bullpen. Their pitching, specifically their bullpen, has let them down a number of different times. They haven't been able to figure out playing at Sutter Health Park, but the starters... particularly on the road with Severino and Springer and guys like that, they've been cool. But when they have leads or games are close and they got to go to that pen, it's been a catastrophe. It's been an absolute catastrophe. Last night was another example of it. I'm not sure. Obviously, they can't do anything this year. Yeah. But I don't know if they got some guys coming up in the minor leagues that might be ready to – you know, help bolster that bullpen. I don't know if Fisher's going to spend in the offseason to if he even cares, if he's even paying attention, mm-hmm. that this is something, an area that you need to improve and spend a little money. But I would like to see what this team looks like if they have a better bullpen, not just an awful one, just a better one. You don't need the best one in the league. Just give me a better one and see what they can do.
I keep looking at the TV. I'm trying not to be distracted because J.B. Bickerstaff is doing finals coverage for ESPN. Mm. And I'm pretty certain J.B. is just wearing like a dry fit shirt.
Come on, J.B.
Underneath his blazer. Now, I could be wrong.
Come on, J.B.
But when they did the one shot of him a second ago, I was like, I'm confident, brothers. It's probably like there's an Orlando Magic patch over here in the corner, and it's just or not Orlando Magic, Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
It is just covered by the blazer. Nah, like, look, don't that look like don't that look like a dry fit shirt?
A little bit,
like a team issued dry fit shirt.
JB,
like JB, open up your jacket real quick. JB, let me see the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, JB, let me go to the one shot.
Yeah.
I need to get a good look at this one.
Yeah, you'll see it.
He's talking.
Get him right now. Get him right now.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Ah.
Oh man. you know what's interesting that I learned over the years is, like, let's just say for argument's sake, that isn't a dry fit, which I don't think it is. But if he got that at like, I don't even think these people are in business anymore, but like Joss A. Bank,
mm-hmm.
that's like a $90 shirt he's got under the suit. They're little t-shirts that are, you can get a polo one that fits the same way. Mm-hmm. It's like a $90 shirt. I'm like, what in the world? I think I paid for it like once or twice.
Man, that's probably the cheapest shirt you've bought in recent memory.
Bro, this is Old Navy, what I have on right now.
No
Shout
way.
Out to Old Navy.
Hey, how much did that Amiri one cost, though, the other day?
What does that have to do with what
the
I'm
one with the little upside
right
down the Playboy bunny, whatever you want to call that?
What does that have to do with what I'm wearing right
I'm
now?
I'm curious. I would like to buy one.
Look it up then.
It's my dad's birthday today, actually. Maybe I want to buy one for
him. Hey, happy birthday, Tapia. Mr. Tapia.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's great. We did all that this morning. How much does a shirt cost, Kenny?
Look it up.
Wow. Why are you so defensive?
Yeah, wow.
Wow, Jesse.
Because this has nothing to do with
what he's trying to get his dad a gift.
It has nothing to do with what I'm wearing today.
He's
with what Bernie Bickerstaff or
J.B.
Bickerstaff has on.
What are you going to come
in? Nothing to do with it.
What am I, an outsider or something?
Come on.
It's okay, Jesse. I'll look it up for you.
Thanks, man.
Nah, no problem. I'm on the website right now. Men. Kenny's not wearing old clothes, so I'll go to new arrivals.
What?
Let's see what we can
that's
find.
That's not a new
here.
Shirt. I've had the shirt for like a year. What are we talking about? It's not a new arrival.
Jesse, that's not the shirt. Here's one t-shirt that's $690.
Oh, damn.
Here's another t-shirt. Well, this one's only $390. This one looks a little this is $450.
Sorry, Dad, looks like coffee mug it is.
Best dad ever coffee mug.
Fifth year in a row.
And a tie.
Oh, easy money. Well, that's $550.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the website where you get your clothes. $690.
Stop it, bro. Stop. That's not even accurate. It's not even accurate. What's this guy doing?
Jesse, I can't seem to find one.
The hell? What shirt? What are you talking about? How much the shirt you got on?
I can't seem to find
how much
one
that?
Under $450.
What about the shoes you're wearing today?
I got both of these.
I didn't ask you about shoes.
Stop it. Also, you're lashing out.
It's true.
There's some nice color. Oh, if I got the shorts with the shirt, it would cost me $1,980.
Oh, you see, I didn't get the short with the shirts.
No, this is really nice, though. But $1,980.
Are you finished? I don't even know why you're putting that number out there, because I just said I didn't get the shorts with the shirt.
No, I'm just pointing out it's nice stuff. We've established that the shirt that Jesse wanted to get his dad, based on his recommendation from you, was anywhere between $450 and $690. Man.
That's not. No, that's not how much I didn't even pay that much for that. What are you talking about?
City Council approved plans to build the 1,200-seat soccer stadium at the Rail Yards. It is privately funded, probably by Kenny.
What?
Chris Biederman tweeted yesterday, that is official. It does have the, I guess they're building it with, and these are our brothers over at, our people over at Sky River that are back in this joint. And they are, I guess from what Chris wrote, it's 12,000 seat with the ability to expand to 20?
Yeah, ability to expand to 20. And I think he said,
can have a canopy as well.
Yeah.
So my thought would be, unlike Sutter Health Park, you can build a second deck.
Okay.
So that would be my thought. Build a second deck. Maybe, like, because there's openings on the corners. Maybe you can close those in, at least on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Put more seats over there. It's going to be
fire. Are there renderings for this already?
There is. It's like one rendering that people keep seeing from like a distance. Looks pretty dope. Shout out to the Wilton Rancheria tribe for getting this done.
Yes. Earthquakes.
Actually getting this done.
Yes.
Not saying they were going to get it done, then not getting it done, but actually getting it done.
Getting it done.
Oh, so here's the renderings.
It's going to be fire, bro.
San Jose Earthquakes, stadium capacity is 18,000, so 20,000 is more than enough.
Okay.
If you need to make that move.
Yeah. And, I mean,
man, it's crazy if this is what the Rail Yards finally look like.
Man, between that and then they've already started the Kaiser building, the Kaiser campus that's going on over there for... No, I promise I'm not... I'm about to say something. I promise I'm not
good,
taking
good.
Shots.
We're not gonna make we're not going to make a big deal. I mean, what?
For the outsiders that don't understand...
Oh, wow.
That Rail Yards, my entire damn life, my entire life has been nothing and has been talked about being something for like 3 decades. And the fact that it's actually happened is almost surreal. Like it's almost surreal. I can't wait to see what it looks like when it's done. with the like I said, the Kaiser campus and the Republic Stadium, which is gonna be dope. I wonder if they're
looking at the renderings from 2019. Remember those? Yeah. Oh man.
All right, bro.
These people.
All right, bro.
Thank God for Wilton Rancheria, man.
That
God
one went about as good as Vegas went, huh?
Couldn't get nothing done. Took some real movers and shakers to come in here and get things done.
The only thing they ever got done is this rendering I'm looking at. They had somebody make this in their art class. Hey, wouldn't this be nice? Yeah, man, it would. Cool. Bye, guys.
But this is going to be fire. Obviously, you're going to get the Republic, but, you know, you could get, you know, maybe special exhibition. There. Special exhibition soccer matches, yeah, concerts. I wonder if you're going to see high school championship footballs.
Messi football coming to the rail yards. We're going to get Messi finally.
Well, Messi coming to the rail yards. Messi coming to the rail yards. High school championships, I wonder if they'll be there. I wonder if Sacramento, I doubt it because they like to split it up between North and South, but I wonder if this may put them in play for state championships. You might certainly get Northern section championships in high school football, soccer, all that other stuff. It's just going to open up a world of possibilities right there at the rail yards downtown Sacramento. It finally expands downtown Sacramento to, you know, a whole nother section. This is going to be fire. And then the Republic themselves, like Republic games are going to be sick. They're going to be sick. Yeah. I can't wait. They're already a good time in the makeshift stadium at Cal Expo. I can't wait to see what
that stadium jumps, man. That stadium is a good time because of the fans.
Yeah, man.
Those Republic fans go so hard.
So I already know it's about to be crazy.
Just wait till we steal the A's from John Fisher. It's a joke.
I read some articles.
There's enough room down there.
Well,
if you wanted to build a stadium. If Sky River was like, you know what? Let's just build just build one of these too.
Come on now.
They could. They also, just in case, they have room for a stadium in Elk Grove if they ever chose to.
Come on, man.
For those who have ever come out to events at Sky River or have just gone to Sky River on your own, all of that is theirs.
Yeah.
Like all of that stuff. Oh, there's nothing here. All of that belongs to the tribe.
Bro, they purchased, I saw about a couple months ago, I don't want to exaggerate, but I thought I saw something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like they purchased like 92 acres over there.
Yeah,
they
don't know.
They purchased something crazy.
There is so much coming to Elk Grove.
Yeah.
So much coming to Sky River Casino. I don't even know what we're allowed to say. Just think of it and it'll be there.
Right. That's all you got to do.
Just think of that. What's at, you know, different casinos here, different casinos in other places. Think about all of that.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, man.
It will absolutely be there.
So shout out to Wilton Rancheria, the Sacramento Republic for getting this done. They're expected to play by 2027, April 2027, man. So that's going to be fire.
We'll come back. We got a few things we could do. James Hamm's going to join us in about 45 minutes. We probably should give this game three some attention. Is there some things I'm going to need to see from the Pacers tonight? Game three of the NBA Finals. That's on ESPN 1320 as well. We'll talk about that when D'Lo and Casey return on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo just every time, Jesse, and we have a break, he doesn't come back on time. You know, that's how... Oh, go. Look at he was just walking past. He was just walking past, no sense of urgency. That's just what happens every time.
That's my bad.
Just joshing.
That's my bad. That cup was empty.
Nah, you had to take care of that. Yeah, take care of that.
Okay, I know I was talking about the finals a second ago. I don't you know, some stuff can just be moved to another day. I don't really know if this one can. I'm not really sure what's going on in the next, you know, 24 hours. But it's been interesting to watch what's going on with the New York Knicks and their coaching position. So reports have it that they asked Minnesota about Chris Finch. They asked Houston about Ime Udoka. Mm-hmm. And they asked Dallas about Jason Kidd. All reports are that they were emphatically told no, that they could not have permission to talk to those teams. And it garnered a couple of like thoughts last night. One of which I had to call someone and I called someone in the league and asked kind of like, how does this work? Like, so the Knicks obviously, they have to get permission. You know, you have to talk to Minnesota. You have to talk to respective teams. Mm-hmm. I guess from there, it falls onto the shoulders of the team. So Houston, Minnesota, in the sense of a team can go, we'll use Dallas as an example. Dallas could field a call from New York and just go, Leon, F off. Like, this is our coach. He's going to be our coach for a long time. We love the position we're in. Get out of my face. End call. Mm-hmm. It could also be a situation where they call New York calls Dallas and says, "Hey, you know, we're interested in Jason Kidd. You know, what would it take to have that conversation?" And Dallas can be like, "Look, we're not interested in losing him as our head coach, mm-hmm. but we'll talk to him." And We'll kind of go from there, and I'll get back to you. And they can go to Jason and go, look, the Knicks are calling. We have zero interest in trading you. We have zero interest in losing you as our head coach. But out of respect for you, we want to know, like, New York called. How do you want us to handle this? And Jason can go, I'm the Mavericks head coach. You don't have to handle anything. Like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Or he can say, man, that's my dream job. I'd like to have that conversation. So it really falls on the organization whether they allow their coach to have that conversation with another team, mm-hmm. which I thought is I thought that was interesting, because it's not like a team can call and go, hey, I want to, you have to deal directly with the general manager. Like they don't, the general manager doesn't go to the player and go, hey man, just letting you know, Phoenix called. How do you like the desert? You know, they don't really do that.
Right.
Then it also made me think the arrogance of the New York Knicks to think that these three head coaches, one, the three organizations would be like, yeah, sure, go talk to them. And those three head coaches, you know, if you were dealing with a friendly organization, would be like, oh, yeah, of course we want to go coach the New York Knicks. The team that just fired their coach who went to the Eastern Conference Finals. You have put up in lights out on 34th Street. You have to take this coaching job and win a championship. It is clear as day. The microscope is hot. Those lights are bright. This is a tough, tough job. And the Knicks to just be like, yeah, we're going to go after, I don't know that I'd call Jason Kidd one of the most coveted coaches in the league, but like Ime Udoka, Chris Finch, those are coaches, and Jason Kidd's thought highly of. Those are three coaches that are thought really highly of. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, I don't think I've ever seen a list or I guess it's a list of coaching candidates that all had other jobs. Like all three of them. There's no Mike Browns or Terry Stotts, whoever. Mm-hmm. It's just the Rockets coach, the Timberwolves coach, and the Mavericks coach. Mm. So bro, what?
So a couple of things that I wonder about with this situation. Are they, like, exploring every possibility? Whereas when they made this firing of Tibbs, did they maybe have a coach that wasn't with the team already in mind, but then they came back to the drawing board and said, Leon talking to Wes and Dolan, like, if you could have, just name the coaches you could have right now,
mm-hmm.
coaching the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if they're employed or not.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the first three were those three. And then you go down the list, Mike Malone and what's his name, Johnny Daniels or something like that. Like they're four or five or whatever. And of the guys that are available, Johnny Daniels, I can't remember his name. I think it's Johnny Daniels, is number one. But he's like, they're like not number one overall. See if those other guys are interested. See if the teams will let you talk. All they can say is no. That's all they can say. Mm-hmm. Just see it. Like if it's not a practice, I don't think that's pretty common or anything like that, but I don't.
Yeah. That's embarrassing, no? You don't think that's it? Like if whether this is accurate or not, mm-hmm. it's being framed as the Knicks' top three coaching candidates. And the possibility to talk to them was all rejected.
That's not embarrassing.
No?
And I'll tell the way I look at it. If the coaches were like, no, I don't want to go, that's embarrassing. If the teams are saying, no, we won't even let you interview them, all right. Okay.
We don't know that that happened. We don't. I should say we don't know that that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have no. I genuinely have no idea.
Right.
I was told very clearly it's a team to team. It's very literally a team decision.
Yeah.
And you can't like you have to. The reason picks are exchanged because the cap's involved,
mm-hmm.
and coaches aren't capped. So you can't like we're going to unload a $20 million contract to go acquire Ime Udoka. That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I this person wouldn't even know about these specific cases. I just thought the process of how coaches could move around in the league was kind of fascinating.
I thought I saw something that said owners are I think Windhorst might have said it. Owners are, for these teams, I guess, or maybe even around the league, are saying no. Like, no, you cannot talk. So it's a situation where if the coach has interest or whatever, they're not even getting to that point. Owners are saying, get away, Knicks. You're not allowed to talk to our coach. Now, that could also be something where we'll use Dallas as an example, where if Jason Kidd doesn't want the job, but that maybe doesn't want to look some type of way, he can talk with the Mavericks and be like, just tell him you didn't give him permission. So it's not on me, it's on you. You know what I mean? I don't know what benefit that might be for somebody, but maybe it's something where, you know, he don't want to burn a bridge with Leon Rose. Just tell him you wouldn't give me permission to talk to him. That's all it is.
Yeah.
We don't know how it's going down. The thing that is always interesting with me with this Knicks situation is, and I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it, but it looks like, you know, people are like, oh, man, you fired Tibbs without a plan, without a plan. No, the plan was you didn't want him as coach anymore. Like, if that's the plan, you execute that plan and you find somebody else. It's like you talked about when it first happened. If you're like, all right, we're not sure about him as a coach, we'll give him the start of the season to see if he can work through. Just fire him. Like, you're not sold on Tibbs. That's the plan, is you're not sold on him.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't think it's beneficial to the team, to the organization, to say, we're not sold on him, but we don't have somebody directly lined up right now, so we'll just keep him around.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that works either. So
I'm with you.
If you're not sold on him, the plan was to move on from Tibbs and you'll find somebody else. But I don't know.
I wonder when that thought started popping up in their head, though. Because it's hard to think that the conference finals end and they're just like, Tibbs not the guy.
That's been the case.
It feels like something they've been.
At least half.
Yeah, to me, that would be irresponsible. Like, it's far more responsible if you're thinking, in my mind, if you're thinking about it in October, November, December, and you're just like, let's see how this goes, see how it goes. And for whatever reason, and there's lots of speculation as to why this happened, Tom Thibodeau not being supported by the players, clearly he wasn't supported by the front office, and James, you know, uses this term a lot, like, Tibbs had a shelf life, and very clearly he did. He's had a shelf life, I guess, if that's the appropriate term. At all of the spots. And
how do you feel about the possibility that they have a list and they're just going down the list? Like, if they get to their sixth pick, is that a bad look for the Knicks? Like, obviously, we might not ever know if it was their sixth pick, but,
well,
like, is that bad? If,
well,
like,
we know it's not their first.
Is that bad? Like, say, I keep messing up the guy's name, but I think it's Johnny Davis. If Johnny Davis is their sixth,
is it Bryant?
Their ranking, their power rankings, and he's sixth on there, and the first five say no, and you get to him, is it bad? Or if you have eight guys that you
think it's Johnny Bryant, the Johnny Cleveland Bryant. Cavaliers. I think that's who you're thinking of, not Johnny Davis.
Because he's on the Knicks staff right now.
Johnny Davis? Johnny Bryant is on the
Or maybe he was a Knicks coach in the past.
The Cleveland Cavaliers staff.
Maybe he was a Knicks coach in the past.
Johnny Davis appears to be a player on the Wizards.
That's what I said. Maybe Johnny.
No, I stand corrected. He appears now to be a player on the Westchester Knicks.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure.
That would be news if he was their number one.
Yeah, that'd be major news.
But regardless of what it is, if they look at the first eight people they come up with and think that they're a better fit than Tibbs, then you still move on from Tibbs, right?
Yeah, because, yes, almost certainly, because clearly you have a problem with Tom Thibodeau. So, yeah, you do. I mean, I don't know. Some might argue this isn't. If you have players speaking out. If you have players speaking out against the coach and your front office might already be a little down on it, then, like, yeah, just move on from it. You want to have a plan. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that the first Tom Thibodeau complaint popped up after the Knicks-Pacers series. I'm not confident that happened. I'm confident this has been a thing that's been out there in New York. It's been a thing that's been within the walls. Maybe the way Mikal Bridges was played in the conference finals accentuated it a little bit. Maybe Karl Anthony Towns' lack of defense was put on Tom Thibodeau. All right. You better be sure, though. Like, if that's your decision and you're confident in it and you're going to go do this coach says, that's fine. You just better be sure because your team is good enough. Like, I thought the Knicks were one of those teams where I don't feel like I don't think it's dangerous to just run it back. Mm-hmm. They're good enough. It's fine. They didn't feel that way. So I don't know if it's a bad look if they get down to, you know, coaching guy number six. It's weird, though, because it's the Knicks, but it's also the incredible pressure that's going to come along with this job. The first question from a prospective coach might be, yeah, dog, what are you doing with Mikal? Is he on this roster next year? He's an expiring contract. What are we doing there? Is Kevin Durant? Is Karl Anthony Towns here? Are you guys really putting together? I've got a lot of questions. Is Giannis on the way? Because if Giannis is on the way, I don't care what else you do, sign me up.
Well, that's another aspect of it, though, that I think we talked about privately that plays a factor in, like, all these inner workings. Mm-hmm. If you got somebody that you think you have a shot at or is, like, on the doorstep of coming, I'm talking about a player, on the doorstep of coming, but they're like, I want to get there. I don't want to play for that coach. Then you move on from that coach.
Yeah.
That player gets there and you
Eddie
figure out.
Eddie shot down that conspiracy theory on Friday.
Oh, well, that one specifically, yes.
Well, because I had to ask.
Yeah, but just in general, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's another reason why you move on from a specific coach before having his replacement ready, because an incoming player or a player that's already there might be like, look, I don't care who you get. I just know I don't want to play for him.
Yeah.
So it could have been people that are already there saying that.
Could have been. Yeah, absolutely could have been. Well, I think it was. I think there were a handful of people there who were like, yeah, this isn't working. But again, if you better trust those players. Like, if Mikal Bridges was one of those players, I have no idea if he was. If Mikal Bridges was one of those players, you better be sure Mikal Bridges is on your team next year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because I'm not taking advice from someone who I don't think is going to be on this basketball team.
Right. Right, he's got to be part of your immediate future at the very least.
Yeah. Okay, I just thought it was interesting. That's a tough job. It's a tough job. I think it's desirable. I mean, it's the New York Knicks. The pressure is going to be absolutely incredible. But I do think that's a compelling job. Like, if Michael Malone is offered that job, I think he takes it.
Yeah, it's so what makes it a little tough?
If Johnny Bryant is offered that job, he absolutely takes it.
Johnny Davis, too.
Johnny Davis, yeah. That, what was it? Worcester? What was it? Winchester? Who was it?
The Westchester.
Westchester.
Knickerbockers.
The Westchester Knicks.
But no, Johnny Bryant.
Jonathan sure. Christian Davis.
Yeah.
23 think, years old.
Yeah, that's from Wisconsin. That's like the 11th
where
pick
he's
in
from.
The draft.
Yeah. Oh, was he the 11th pick in the draft for real?
He might have been.
He was 10th. He was the 10th pick in the 2022 draft. Big Ten Player of the Year in 2022.
Better than Johnny Flynn?
Yeah, now Johnny Flynn, he also, I think he had a hip or a spinal issue. I wish people would leave Johnny Flynn alone.
Did not know that.
Well, like that.
Oh, man.
That derailed his career a little bit, I think.
I had to look up Johnny Flynn. I thought he wasn't with us anymore.
Oh, that would be sad.
He is.
Yeah.
Didn't we lose someone in that draft? No?
Which year is that again?
2009. Let's see. Where's Johnny? I thank God. I thought it was Johnny Flynn. Thank goodness. Johnny Flynn is still with us. I don't know who I was thinking about.
2009 NBA draft. That's Steph's year, huh?
It seemed to be to still with us.
Yes.
Tyreek is still with us. Barely.
Scary game.
Barely, but he's with us. Mm. Drew's in this draft.
Jeff Teague is in this draft. Jeff Teague is
Taj Gibson.
Star.
This is a solid draft.
Yeah, and I think they're all alive.
Yeah.
So that's good.
DeMar in the draft.
Who
are you thinking of?
Okay, no, I think someone said it in the chat. Hold on. Maybe it's clearly not that draft.
Yeah, no, he's not.
It's not that draft. It's way earlier. Fab Melo is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, Fab Melo, Syracuse, man.
Yeah, he died in 2017.
Yeah.
Not Johnny Flynn.
Johnny Flynn right still before with us. Steph Curry. Yikes.
Oof, man.
Drafted Ricky Rubio.
That's right. Those were the guards. Because I remember.
That's crazy.
The guards went back to back on the same. Everyone was like, what? What is this? Yeah, that's tough.
That is really tough.
That is tough. All right, let's get into game three tonight. I don't have anything else on the Knicks. I just thought that coaching thing was interesting. Pacers, they can't win this series if Siakam isn't better.
No.
They have to find a way to bend OKC's interior defense a little bit. The paint points were 46-34 and 42-34 respectively. That's not a blowout. That's not like, oh my God, that's disgusting. 34 with Siakam and Miles Turner on your front court, that's not good enough. Of course, I'm saying this as someone who doesn't have to deal with Oklahoma City Thunder's defense. You're going to have to find a way or you cannot win this series.
Yeah.
That is not good enough.
He's got to get going.
Whether it's the crowd or being at home or the wife and kids, whatever it is, something has to get them to play better on the inside these next two games.
I still look at, Tyrese as being the engine, being a guy that if he can get paint touches, just getting in the paint, dishing, finishing himself, whatever the case may be. But him, TJ McConnell, Nembhard, if they can get the paint touches, I think that sets things up for Pascal. It's going to be tough for Pascal to go one-on-one against these guys sometimes. This is a tough defense to go one-on-one against. So I think this is when your point guards really got to look to set him up and get him good looks throughout the early part of that game for him to get going as a player himself. So it's a tall task, man. And I know others maybe have been critical of Tyrese Halliburton, critical of Pascal Siakam, not really showing up. And I think it's fair because these guys are better than that. But you're going up against, like I said the other day, one of the best defenses we've seen in recent memory.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
These guys, they're versatile. They're switchable. They're tenacious out there on the defensive end. And it's not impossible, but it is a tall task to break down this defense, especially with the way they're playing right now. Like, they're locked in. They are locked in as a unit right now.
Yeah. And that's the, like, they're not going to, I'm not sure that there's a game, maybe one against Minnesota, not game one, but a game against Minnesota, mm-hmm. where they didn't look locked in. And I'm talking this whole playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't, it's not that they weren't locked in against Denver. Like, Denver had a couple of moments, beat him. Mm-hmm. A couple of, you know, odd coaching strategy from Mark Daigneault at the end of game one. You know, a couple of things going to play. It's whatever. It's basketball.
Even game three, they just,
just
kind of came back, hit some same shots
thing.
And beat
them. Same exact thing. They've been locked in this entire postseason. I don't expect them to not be locked in just because they're in Indiana, just because the crowd is going to be ruckus. I'd actually guess they're more zeroed in, mm-hmm. knowing that the crowd is going to be what they are. This is on Indiana. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Like, this is on Indiana. It's not on just Pascal Siakam. It's on Miles Turner too. Like, that's a serious front court right there. And they've got to find a way to, you know, whether it's putting the ball on the floor less, whether it's getting in different positions, whether it's getting deeper on the block, like whatever that coach's film tells them, if we're coming in here and tomorrow in the Indiana Pacers have 34 paint points again, they lost.
Yeah.
I realize in one of those games they won. I'm just not banking on that moment to happen again.
Yeah.
They're going to have to find a way to beat them without some miracle finish that'll be talked about to the end of time. Mm. They have to find a way to beat Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
They have not done that with the exception of 0.3 seconds of this entire series.
Yeah.
Game two was competitive until it wasn't. And they stayed, Oklahoma City stayed comfortably ahead, midway through the second, maybe early in the second, until it was over. I mean, white flag went up and the Johnny Davises came in.
Damn, Johnny.
Shout out Johnny Davis, man. We'll come back. James Hamm joins us.
Oh, no, I was just going to agree with you, man, and say Indiana.
You should do that more often.
Indiana got a. Well, I agree with you when you say KO is a mid-carder.
Well, didn't say that. We'll come back. James Hamm, the top of the 3 o'clock hour. I know he's going to have a lot to say about some of the rumors out there surrounding the Sacramento Kings. That's ahead here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, James Hamm is going to join us right around the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about many of the rumors surrounding the Sacramento Kings right now, including the most obvious one, and that's the one involving Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks. Also, I don't know if you had a chance to see this. It popped up on my feed here a second ago. Pedro Stojakovic had some things to say.
About?
Rich Paul, De'Aaron Fox.
I did not see that.
And the trade.
Huh.
So we will, for those who haven't seen it, we'll bring that to your attention as well. Interesting. I'll just leave it at that. It's interesting. Okay. I saw Dan Patrick. I used to watch Dan Patrick or listen every morning.
Who did he get mad at not too long ago? It was a basketball guy.
Oh, for he said what'd he say, buddy? Or he said something. Is that what it was? I can't remember who it was. I remember seeing the clip, though. The clip was funny. Dan Patrick is at that age now where it's like, oh, yeah, he's going to... My man Dan's going to start yelling at the clouds. He's absolutely going to yell at the clouds.
I interrupted you, but that when you talked about watching, that was the first thing that...
It's tough. It's really hard to search Dan Patrick on Twitter because of that politician.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's a tough search.
Yikes.
I guess he got mad. Oh, so here's another clip, because I just searched Dan Patrick mad, and he got mad at Adam Lefke over him. They were having a discussion about Angel Reese and the Rookie of the Year, and I guess Dan got mad.
Was that? I think that was when he said, buddy. I think that
was that the same one? So. Now I'm getting all these Dog Russo videos. God bless it,
man.
Oh, my
goodness. He got mad that people were excited about Devin Clark's catch.
I saw that. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a hell of a thing to be mad over.
Okay.
Looking at Dan Patrick talking to Chris Russo is just tough. It just makes me sad. I think Dan Patrick is one of the best interviewers sports media has seen. Mm. I think the way he does his show is very good. I don't watch, I don't listen anymore. Not because Dan did anything wrong. I don't have the time. It doesn't, you know, I know Dan's nearing the end. But he did say something that I thought was funny. He said, I think he was talking to Mad Dog. He was like, man, because of course Aaron Rodgers spoke yesterday, and I feel like this is a little bit more recent with Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers spoke for the Steelers yesterday, and there was all sorts of Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin, good for the soul. Aaron Rodgers got married over the, like, all of these stories. It's like, what does this have to do with anything? But, like, it's fine. Dan was like, you know, y'all going to have to do some soul searching. He was talking to Mad Dog. So he's speaking about ESPN. Mm-hmm. He's like, y'all sports networks are going to have to do some soul searching when LeBron James and Aaron Rodgers retire. Because what are y'all going to talk about? Because so much of your programming is dedicated to one of those two. And with Aaron Rodgers, I feel like it's far more recent than LeBron James. For LeBron James, it's been, I'm not going to go so far as to say it's been 20 years, but it's
damn near.
It's been a long time. Where if nothing, we used to have a joke. Jason Ross and I used to have a joke. Hey, we don't know what to do for the 2 o'clock hour. I don't know, man. Bring up DeMarcus's name. It'll work. Mm-hmm. It was literally engagement farming. Mm. We had, if you don't know what to talk about, bring up DeMarcus Cousins' name. Mm-hmm. And it'll work. It'll garner a reaction. That's what they do with LeBron James. That's what they do with Aaron Rodgers. That's what they do with the Dallas Cowboys, the Los Angeles Lakers. They're key topics that they lean on pretty much on a day-to-day basis. And I just thought it was hilarious that he looked at one of them dudes who's on one of those shows and went, you know, y'all going to have to figure this out when they retire. Like, y'all are going to have to figure out how to discuss topics in sports media when LeBron James isn't around to carry you. On July 15th, you're going to have to figure something out. On August 1st, you're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny.
I wonder who those people will be. And this is where...
Wemby's not living up to the hype, man. He's only won two titles in the last 4 years. He's just not good enough, guys.
Who? Cooper Flagg, maybe?
You have to be a massive... Saying Cooper Flagg, even saying Victor Wembanyama, is really undervaluing what LeBron was.
LeBron is just...
Like, they don't do that with Steph.
No.
Like, it's not even the level of star you are within the game. It's almost the level of star you are outside of the game.
Now, Steph comes close. He's not LeBron.
You think so?
He comes close because, you know, the whole point guard conversation, greatest point guard, all this other stuff.
Is he top 10?
Yeah.
I feel like they don't work Steph into a story the way that they do LeBron.
No, because they have LeBron, right? They don't have to.
I guess it's true. Yeah.
But the one thing I'll say about, like, who's next or who do they do that with next, we didn't see Steph entering this conversation when he was second-year player with the Warriors. And then he turned into what he turned into. So it's one of those things where there's always going to be somebody. There's always going to be somebody. There's always going to be some team. We'll figure it out.
Aldrin J pointed out Patrick Mahomes. That could be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. I think Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, those two.
I have something written in for tomorrow because I knew we just wouldn't get to it today. It didn't. It's, man. When you have time today,
okay,
look up, and I think all you have to search is NFL. We talked about this before. We haven't really dug into it. A little bit more information has come out of it. But NFL 61-page arbitration report. And I want, if you have the opportunity, again, you can't read the report because the NFL won't give it to you.
This is the same one that
same
guy.
Same one. Florio has asked for it. Obviously, that guy in I think it was the this is a weird sentence. The guy executing the Shedeur Sanders lawsuit. he asked for it. Mm-hmm. Mike Florio asked for it, and Mike Florio noted today, or it might have been last night, it doesn't appear a lot of people are inquiring about this report. The NFL won't release it, and the NFLPA won't release it. He said there's things in it that we have relayed to you, and he discusses a little bit about that, and we'll go really in-depth with this tomorrow. And he says there are things that have been relayed to us that we can't relay to you. We need further confirmation, or it could open up to some issues. And it's like, just what we know that is in that 61-page arbitration report. I want everyone to remember the conversations we had surrounding Lamar Jackson when Lamar Jackson was a free agent. Because if you don't think we're taking the airwaves tomorrow and telling you I told you so, you think way too highly of us. Because I'm going to tell you now, we told you. We told you. We told you. We told you. And now an arbitrator has ruled that that's exactly what happened. And it wasn't just Lamar. It was Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson. If anyone wants to connect those dots, please feel free. Yeah. If anyone wants to find similarities, please feel free. Those are the names that are at the forefront of this. Again, very little about this is out. But there's enough to where we know what that arbitration was about now. Yeah. And
it ain't that they're right.
Man. Man.
That's not the only similarity.
Tough. Mm-hmm. Tough.
Yeah,
so we'll
check that out.
Yeah, yeah. Take a look at that, and we'll have some time to talk about it tomorrow. I'm not sure how we got to that. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. That's who it was. The next star. Mm-hmm. Lamar. Yeah, there's always dumb Lamar conversations. I feel like anytime you can have a dumb conversation, you can put it on your show.
What classifies as a dumb conversation?
The debate of whether Lamar Jackson's a good quarterback is dumb.
Well, that is just...
Shout out to Rich from anywhere. If you're out there, the conversation is dumb.
Yeah, that's... The
man was on the verge of winning his third MVP this year. The conversation is ridiculous.
I don't want to act holier than now because sometimes I have the same type of dialogue with quarterbacks that I don't believe in. But the whole notion, the talking point that he's just not a winner. You can't win with this guy when these are like some of the best quarterbacks out there. I feel that way with Dak, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people look at Dak's numbers and his skill set and think that he's one of the best quarterbacks out there. I don't think you can win with Dak. So, like I said, I do it myself. But I think Lamar Jackson is in another class. than Dak Prescott. Saying you can't win with Lamar,
that's not even close. Yeah, it's like, not even
crazy
close.
Talk.
Like, how many MVPs has Dak Prescott won?
None.
If there are tiers, we say this all the time. If there are tiers of quarterbacks, I would make the argument Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are in one tier by themselves. If you wanted to put Patrick just above Lamar, that's perfectly fine. I'm still putting Lamar in his own tier. It would be Patrick, Lamar, and then you can build out your third tier.
Justin Jones.
Dak's not in the third tier. No. That's the thing. That's right. That's exactly it. If you went Josh Allen, if you went
Joe Burrow,
if you wanted to go to Los Angeles and the Chargers, if you went, you could do whatever you want to. You're not putting Dak in that conversation.
You shouldn't.
Dak gets that conversation because of the uniform he wears. That's the other thing you can always rely on. Is you can especially when you're talking to a national audience, is you can always rely on the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys and Lakers.
Dumb. I'm just, now that we're saying this, I feel like I'm workshopping this out loud. The dumber the conversation, the more people might listen.
You see, speaking of your boys, you see the Netflix.
Who's my boys?
Your boys, man.
I'm not. Who's my boys?
Well.
Oh, good. Wow. It's
been coming to Netflix, everybody. The Cowboys are coming to Netflix.
Wait, for what?
There's a documentary on. Well, there's a documentary on me called The Gambler and how I took this Cowboys team and this franchise went to Morton's and made it one of the great franchises in the history of sports. My favorite reporter, Adam Schefter, put that out there earlier today for me, and I just want to thank him for putting that tweet out there, because this is going to be a great, great show with the great people over at Netflix.
Can I ask you a question? Kenny or Jerry, I don't care who. Is Jerry the producer of it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Or, I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm the producer.
Because if Jerry is the producer, there's zero chance I'm watching. Less than zero.
I'm interested.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.